You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm here in beautiful Park City, Utah. It's starting to snow. We're here for the Sundance Film Festival week, and we're going to a lot of different parties. We're networking. We had my birthday party yesterday, film premiere, where we screened the first 30 minutes of the film. Shout out to this brand right here, Talented Mother, you know what? Shout out to Lisa and her crew. You can find them on TMF_LA. And I'm here right now at Main and Sky. This is a lodge / hotel / spa. Shout out to Romel. Romel, thank you for letting me use the spa today while I warmed up. I got a B12 shot here. It's a good place to kind of take a moment if you're doing the festival and catch your breath. You know, it's high up here. I live at the beach, so the elevation's high. But so shout out to Main and Sky for that. And yeah, we've got some all kinds of things going on. So it's snowing here, and then we've got the fireplace back here. My first guest is standing by with The Naturals. So I want to say hello. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Monique. How you doing?
How are you, love? Good to see you.
Good to see you too as well. I'm good. All excited.
Yes. Yes. So why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers and listeners and tell them exactly who you are and okay. The name of your brand.
Okay. My name is Beatrice Sessoms, also known as Be Natural. I am a creator of shea butter products that are enhanced with essential oils and herbs. And I have a selection here of the brand that I would like to share with everyone. And also, I have an antifungal, antibacterial oregano soap, which is great for infections. Ooh, and healing and pulling all the, even if you have acne, it is great for that as well. So I started out maybe in 1990 when shea butter just first came out. And I know by now, everybody knows what shea butter is now. But you know, that's a tree. And it's grown. Yeah. It grows real big nut, a big, huge nut. And it's it's a great emollient for replenishing skin care. Okay. I mean, it makes the skin so much better. And it moisturizes and it hydrates, and it's just such a great product. But now the market is just saturated with shea butter. Okay. But yes. It created like a Simply Shea Soufflé, which is not as greasy. I made it and mixed it with aloe butter, and I use mango butter. And I use aloe vera gel as well to make it whipped and make it creamy, soft, silky, and smooth. It's just a wonderful product. And I have it in various different scents.
Okay.
I have some that will heal eczema, psoriasis, cuts, burns, good for rufous, itchy scalps. I have a full line of products that would heal as well as moisturize and hydrate.
Wow, Beatrice. Yes. You have a lot of passion with your product, might I add. I think that's what makes your formulations unique, because I can tell that you really do care about what's in the product and how you're making it. Can you go into the backstory of your brand before you continue? Tell us a little bit more about how you fell into this and where you get your passion for skincare.
Well, first of all, that started many, many years ago. I'm like a baby boomer, I should say. I'm 71.
Okay.
I have to say it. It started with my mother and my sisters. I had three older sisters. And then, you know, they were so passionate about keeping their skin together. And they just used all kinds of different things. And I just followed up with them. And I just used their formula and I continue to use it. And I thought that, hey, maybe I should share this. you know. And also through my mother selling Avon's back in the 50s, and I was still with her. So then the marketing aspect came in. So I said, well, now, hey, wait a minute, this shea butter, let's see what we can do with that. So, you know, I got the mixing and the stirring and the cooking and just said, let's see what we come up with. And
I love it.
It just happened, you know, and that was in the 90s.
The so family formations.
I mean, it was just so much fun, first of all, just taking the step forward and seeing what will happen. And I've also been very passionate about sales. So it was just it was a win-win situation for me that I would just go ahead and try to see if I can help and improve some people's skin out there and just share my formulas and share my products and just let them know that it would be available for them. And also, you know, like I like to have contact with my customers one-on-one, up close and personal, I should say. That's what I do. And, you know, that's what I'm used to doing. But now with this technology, everybody is online. And then the product market is saturated.
Well, you stand out that way. And you're right. There is a lot to choose from. But your knowledge of some of these herbs and the formulations really makes the difference. You were sharing with me about this oregano thing, this black charcoal oregano. Tell me about that one. That one's my favorite thing.
Okay. The oregano soap just happened to come up during the time of the pandemic. Yes. You know, during the time of the pandemic, we all in the house, you know, and everybody's washing their hands. I mean, who doesn't have oregano in their house? I mean, I love Italian food. You know, so I just formulated some with goat milk, okay? And then I had some oregano oil that I actually take. I ingest it. It's healthy for you. You know, it just cleanses your whole body. So I take oregano all the time. So I said, let's formulate this soap. And then all of a sudden, it just happened. And then I start using it myself because we were in the house for like a couple of years. Washington. It was just wonderful. Then I said, let's try the face. My goodness. It is a wonderful facial soap. I think everyone should be able to have this experience because it's necessary. Because times is just so bad out here in the atmosphere. And if you can get purification, why not? So the oregano soap will simplify and heal, and it won't deny anyone from purification. I think it's just simply a wonderful soap. All my clients love it. They tell me I can't get enough of it. Can you please, hold the bar for me? And I do. So I'm very passionate about that one. Okay.
Yes.
And then,
I love it.
Couldn't live without it.
Well, you know, I want to pause you here because your backstory with how this came about during the pandemic, I think it's very important for people to remember. And where can they buy your soap? Give us your handle and where can they order your soap?
Well, you can go to BEA Natural, NATURAL, number2.com. And you'll be able to go on my site and get it as well. And then also you can email me at benaturalbookings.com. And that's BEANATURALBOOKINGS@gmail.com. Yes. And then so also, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You had something quick to say? Yeah.
I wanted to say, sometimes people want to really like talk and, you know a little more information. If they want to do, they can call me. I mean, I like to be one-on-one with my
customers. Don't get your number out yet. Let's have them place an order and then they can get access to you.
Right.
Yes.
That would be a big part.
We'll do that. We just don't want your number out on the radio yet, but... You're lovely, and I want to spend more time with you. Let's book you again where we can do a full maybe we do a full 30 minutes. Okay. And I'd really love for you to do like a water demo or a soap demo, okay. You know, okay. Or something like that.
Sure.
When I'm not here at the Sundance Film Festival freezing myself, and all this fun's going on here. You know, I will tell you that I could use your oregano soap out here in this cold weather, but I'm going to have to wait till I get home to get it.
Okay, that's all right. Long as you don't forget to use it, because you're really going to really be impressed with it.
So excited. All right, you guys, be natural. Yes. Shout out. Thank you so much for coming on. Give everybody your email one more time.
Okay, it's benatural2.com. That's the website. And then the email is benaturalbookings@gmail.com. And I want to say thank you so much. benaturalbookings@gmail.com.
All right, you guys, write that down.
Okay, thank you, Monique.
Thank you, lovely. I can't wait to see you again, and have a beautiful rest of your Sunday.
You do the same right. As well. Okay, thank you, guys.
Right. See you soon. All right. Okay, guys. I think we have Shane standing by. I don't know, Sam, do we have Shane? There he is, Shane Hyman. How's it going, Shane?
Excellent. Hope you can hear me okay.
Perfect. You're coming in crystal clear, Shane. Now, you got to let me know, Shane, if I lean back. I don't want to be part of the fireplace.
Well, I'm not going to let you burn, you know.
I'm
just close enough
snowing.
To feel that heat, you know.
That's right. I'm actually outdoors, and there's snow all around me, but I found this little heat pocket. So we're doing an outdoor show. So let's have you reintroduce yourself in case people who don't know who you are or didn't see you in the last show. Go ahead and reintroduce yourself.
Okay, perfect. And thank you, Monique, for everybody. My name is Shane Hyman. I'm the president and founder of Next Level Global Solutions, Inc., which is a Black-owned technology startup. Okay, yep. And we're very happy with what we're doing as a technology startup on the road to becoming publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. And what's so special about it is we have some programs to help bring the community, and specifically members of underserved communities, with us as yes. we undergo that process and go public on the stock exchange.
So exciting. I've been watching your journey. We've been kind of, you know, checking in with each other through the pandemic. You've been rocking with us with a lot of things we're doing with the film and a lot of our brands. And we really appreciate your support. And we want to make sure that people are supporting you and getting in on the ground floor of this once in a lifetime opportunity that you're creating for people, especially startups and people who don't have things like that. So why don't you go ahead and break that down for us exactly on what you, because you've shifted from equity trading, right?
Yeah, That's true. So yeah, if you kind of look historically, we were focused in on the equity tokens because our business yeah. model is a hybrid model where we're touching okay. Both centralized and decentralized finance. And really at the end of the day, the only reason why we're zeroed into decentralized finance is to make sure that members of the community don't get left behind with this technology and become digital refugees. But we're not wow. using the DeFi as some type of get rich quick scheme, as some type of, overnight success, like a lot of right. other programs, you know, the DeFi is not our wealth driving feature. Okay. The stock, the centralized finance, the stock, you know, in that market, something that people know about, something that's already been regulated for hundreds of years, okay? So that's the driving force of what is gonna create the wealth. But again, we still want folks to know the technology and yeah. And start to get familiar with that as well.
It's so good to be able to shift and know why you're shifting and kind of foresee what's happening and get in on that early. And I think maybe, how can we give like an ABCs of this? Today is not the day, because I'm freezing and we're going to have to give you more segment on a longer show, but are you doing things for people to kind of give them the basics, the 1, 2, 3s on this? Like if they are completely unfamiliar with the product?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at the end of the day, you know, the product that we're focusing on, even though we're a technology company and we have several different softwares as a service in terms of products that we're delivering to small, medium, mm-hmm. and we'll even appeal to large businesses. The main product that you're talking about and that we're passionate about is something that's going to impact the community, something that yes. they can come in and utilize an application that they can learn and they can earn equity through. You see,
yeah.
when I talked about going public on a stock exchange and bringing the community with us, that's exactly how we're doing it. We're giving them an opportunity to download our app, create a free account, and earn equity in our company without spending any money out of their pocket before we go public right. on the New York Stock Exchange. So that way they can have an opportunity to attain wealth. You know, the wealth gap yeah. is something that's serious. And, yeah. you know, we just yes. want to provide some solutions to start making a difference. And that's part of what we're doing with our work app.
You guys over there, I mean, I'm so proud of you. Your new logo is amazing. Everything that you're putting into place is very motivating and inspirational. And I'm so glad that you're taking this position of like, all right, let's be proactive for the to bridge this wealth gap, right? Because it's here. We know how it happened. And it's not time to sit on our hands and dwell on that. We have to move forward. And yes, you can make it up to us in the form of reparations, and we'll get to that. But in the meantime, let's do what we can do and get in on this. This is the new Wall Street, right? This is the new wave, if you will.
That's true. And it's interesting what you said even too about reparations. And I had to really narrow down how I would approach this as, you know, for it not to be taken the wrong way. But, you know, right. I have a belief system that, you know, syntax is everything. Syntax, it defines meaning. It is order and sequence. You need yes. this first and then this second. So for me, right. I feel that we need preparations before reparations. Okay.
Say that again. I like that. Say that
preparations
again.
Preparations before okay. reparations. You know, okay. so at the end of the day, you know, our community may or may not be repaired and given that in that way. But even if we were to receive those reparations, it is my opinion that we need some preparation before that. And, you know, we're building in these type of, you know, prep courses inside mm-hmm. of the ecosystem of our application where you're, you know, you can earn more by learning more. So now, you know, we're developing this incentive for people to do the things that they should do anyway to develop themselves personally, financially, mm-hmm. even spiritually. You know, at the end of the day, there's an intersection with all of those things that matter, and we want to find a way to touch all of them and make a difference.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Where can people find you? Where can they read about you, support you, get involved? Give us all your handles, emails, hashtags, everything we need.
You know, just go to the website. You know, you'll find us at www.nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. That's nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. And contact us, you know, reach out to us, give us your name and email, and let us know your level of interest. You know, on the website, we talk about how we're open and ready to engage with either investors, if you're an accredited investor, and, you know, you're really interested in investing in technology startups, and you take a look at where we're going, what our plan is as far as an exit strategy, going public on a New York Stock Exchange, you know, reach out to us and we'll keep you informed, you know. And if you're not an accredited investor, you're a member of the community, more than likely underserved. If you don't have wealth, if you don't own a stock, if you don't have a portfolio, if you don't own a home, okay, and you want to break through and at least start to generate wealth, then reach out to us as well, because our application provides an opportunity for folks to acquire equity in this company just by developing themselves. Okay. And if you're a business, you know, last but not least, you know, we have a really great ecosystem where we form partnerships with other companies that are in line with what we're doing. And it's a great way for those businesses to get some more support, have an opportunity to participate in our capital raising model, and, you know, go to market with more strength through the partnership. So reach out to us.
Thank you, Shane. I'm going to see you soon in a warmer climate. I got to jump inside and get to this Panavision event. Thanks for being here. And we're going to see you soon, right?
That's right. You're absolutely welcome. You make sure you stay warm out there, and we're looking forward to the next time.
Thanks for being here. You guys, we'll see you next week. What we start up today is a short show. See you soon in a warmer climate from Sundance.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.